Hello, friends, and welcome to exciting episode of Golbesky Wallace Report. I'm Adam Golbesky.
I'm Charlie Wallace. Did you change nationalities or?
I recently watched Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
I want to
be the Reaper.
Well, I figured with the Bill and Ted trivia, you were sending us via text that you must be. Oh, and we've got three.
Three guests.
All right. We've got Doug Golbesky.
Yeah, I'm here.
Paul Wilcox.
It's great to be back.
And Kevin
Brenbo.
I'm glad he blew it because I was already panicking trying to think of something to say that started with so I'm glad to be here too.
Sorry, I was not even aware of the bit. That's how weak the bit was.
I don't think you get
blame
to criticize
the bit. Yeah.
A bit like that, Paul.
I do. If it whooshes by me, then it's not my bit.
You'll wait for the next one.
I don't think he gets that bit either.
Yeah, I mean,
I was thinking hard. I was like, is this the next bit? I don't even.
This is how you know it's 2025 now.
Don't even know what
Paul's
a bit.
New Year's resolution was to miss all the bits.
Oh my gosh, shenaniganza!
No,
that'd be a disaster.
I'm just being more selective about my bit participation.
2025 better bits. Is that what we're doing?
Yep. Failed immediately.
Succumbing to bit rot. Terrible.
So, I have here a Sprite Limited Edition Vanilla Frost Lemon Lime Flavored Soda with other natural flavors that I am going to open and taste test here on the Golbesky Wallace Report so that I have something to drink during this podcast.
It's vanilla and lemon lime?
That is what it claims, yeah. Oh, so I assume it's going to be a nightmare. Smells like a creamy Sprite.
Ew. That doesn't sound good.
Well, this may surprise you, but it's actually not the worst thing I've had. It kind of has almost a lemon cream flavor to it. Wouldn't recommend, but I'm not going to spit it out like whatever that one I spit out was. Some cherry soda shop Pepsi thing, whatever.
Oh, the black cherry one that tastes like somebody put medicinal cherry in it.
Yep. Oh,
the cough syrup flavor.
Yeah, that one.
So, all right. That's your Sprite update.
And you're going to continue to drink it throughout the episode?
Your Sprupdate. yes, I will, because it is liquid and in front of me.
Will you think about it every time you do? Like, you can't help it with the taste? You're like, oh, yeah, this again. Or will it just blend into the background?
I mean, that is to be determined, right?
No, I guess so. Yeah. Can you give us some sort of sign anytime you recognize that you're tasting it?
Yeah, I'll go, oh, that's what I'll do.
You're not gonna go,
yeah, I guess we'll see what spirit moves me. Doug, tell us about your Walmart candy bar.
Walmart? This isn't from Walmart.
When I looked it up, it said it was a Walmart exclusive.
Your claim here is that for this episode of the Golbesky Chocolates Report, that my local 7-Eleven is receiving its stock from Walmart. Because I definitely picked this up at 7-Eleven. And what this is a Snickers Butterscotch Scoop artificial flavor.
Wait, it says artificial flavor on the label? Like that's an advertising point?
It says it directly under Scoop in relatively large text, too.
Doesn't taste like Scoop.
Peanuts, butterscotch, flavored nougat, caramel, milk chocolate, which I'm pretty sure is just a Snickers, except they added butterscotch flavoring. Artificial butterscotch flavoring. Also, it's in the weird square shape, like the Snickers peanut butter.
So this could be like the owner of a 7-Eleven was at a truck accident where it flipped over and just grabbed a bunch of these.
I mean, I can smell the butterscotch flavor just street, before like I even bite into it.
Ugh.
Yeah. You know those yellow butterscotch disc candies?
Yeah.
Did you ever wish you could enjoy those while eating a Snickers?
Yeah.
Well, then this is the candy bar for you.
Oh, well then.
I mean, that is
It is a very powerful butterscotch flavor.
Is the texture at all different from a normal Snickers, or is it just like they injected whatever artificial flavor resembles butterscotch in our mind into the center of a standard Snickers bar?
What is butterscotch?
So you apparently weren't paying attention when I said that this is not the form factor of a regular Snickers.
I heard it was a square, but then I lost focus. So
it's a square, so it's the form factor that the Snickers peanut butter has.
Except
a little closer to a regular Snickers, but honestly closer in terms of like mouthfeel, closer to the peanut butter ones.
Okay, I guess I lost focus. Why does the shape matter?
Well, because the experience of eating a Snickers in, you know, the nice normal log form versus the base square peanut butter form, it's different. They're different.
Is log form the preferred nomenclature in the candy bar world?
Look,
I would have assumed bar form.
I'm sorry, rectangular. The square tastes different from the rectangle, okay? That's what I'm trying to say here.
I will back you up on that, though. Like, I you know, eating
we
like...
Know that, though? Like, have we had Snickers rectangle or squares to tell the difference between that and the log form?
Fun size.
That's true. Yeah. They're exclusive to
the peanut butter ones, dang it.
The log base 10 form.
Yeah, this is only for people who really like butterscotch for some reason. I don't feel like it should exist.
What is butterscotch? Is it just alcoholic butter? Like,
so according to Wikipedia, it's not even that. It's just says a confection whose primary ingredients are brown sugar and butter. Some include corn syrup, cream, vanilla, and salt.
Where's the scotch part come from? Is it a Scottish invention?
Let's see. One explanation is the meaning to cut or score for the word scotch, as it must be cut into pieces. Alternatively, may derive from the word scorch.
Oh, is that where scotch tape comes from? Or is that just like the brand name? We're getting a little off topic, but...
Well, maybe I think scotch tape like refers to the tartan pattern they use on the packaging.
Oh, so that's why that's like that. I was wondering.
Scotch tape is said to be so called because at first it had adhesive only on the edges to make it easier to remove as a masking tape in car paint jobs, which was interpreted as a sign of cheapness on the part of the manufacturers.
Wait, what? Is it so it's racist? Is that it?
Like all things from the 40s, yes. Oh.
Incredible.
That's according to Edom Online, so I wouldn't think that was folk etymology, but I guess it could be.
But anyway, I guess better scotch is a better name than what? Butter sugar? Is that what you call it?
Butter sugar sounds great, though.
Ah, true.
Adam, this thing that you sent us to in the chat is from 2023. And it also says that it was a limited edition flavor. So,
look, all I'm saying is that
you have a really old one.
Yeah.
No, it's a different form factor. They probably changed it when they brought it back.
Your 7-Eleven has found a box of old stock, airbrushed the dates on it to sell it.
I'll be honest, this is actually kind of disappointing. A regular Snickers is probably 10 times better than this. No. The best if used by is 11-2025.
That's what I'm saying. That's what they airbrushed.
It also seems like a lot of work, though. I mean, I don't know if I've ever looked at the best by date on a candy bar.
That says a lot about you, sir.
Yes,
I was awfully trusting of your candy.
Yeah.
What's going bad in a candy bar? I mean, that could just literally be the same stock as before, but now they're disseminating it to more places. Ignore the airbrush entirely. Wait, there's
the egg, the chocolate, peanuts.
The artificial flavoring.
Could be the artificial flavoring. That's probably pure gasoline.
Exactly. Have you ever had an old, over time.
Have you ever had an old chocolate bar? They're gross.
I guess not. At least not like wildly old. Like my kid's Halloween candy lasts a real long time. So like months and months.
You know how it gets that like white waxy kind of sheen to it?
Yeah.
Yeah, bloom? No, yeah, it's called.
I bloom, mean, I'll yeah. take like, your like, word it for it.
Ashy, sort of like
yeah. bloom. Like,
maybe because I'm just shoving them straight down my throat without chewing. It doesn't really register.
It's like what modern Reese's peanut butter cups look like these days and taste like.
Okay.
Because I don't think I'm wrong on this. Something happened to the Reese's chocolate composition around the time of the pandemic.
Oh. Yeah. Hmm. The Trader Joe versions are vastly superior at this point.
Kevin, so this contains skim milk, milk fat, and skim milk that would probably end up going bad. Possibly also egg whites.
But like,
so yeah, plenty there.
To the point now where when there's a selection of candy and Reese's is among it, I will ignore the Reese's because I know the chocolate's just going to be trash. Like barely above a Palmer's.
Oof. Fighting words. But true.
Yeah, thank you. And for whatever reason, it doesn't seem to have affected, like, you know, Snickers or, you know, the log candies.
Just really going to make me regret that choice of words, huh?
Yep. So, how was everybody's Christmas and New Year's?
We talked about Thanksgiving last episode. We got two more holidays to talk about.
At least two.
I guess New Year's Eve and Day, I suppose.
Hanukkah.
Kwanzaa. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
The Epiphany.
Okay.
Circumcision of the Lord. Oh, I guess that is the first. So
there's solstice.
Does it only count as one holiday if they're on the same day?
You know what? That's a great point, Paul. Those are two different things. I think they call it Feast of the Holy Family now or something.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, it probably was still Feast of the Holy Family. But I had a dad who remembered when it was the Circumcision of the Lord. No one's going to respond to this. Everyone's just going to let this sit.
It's sitting in my brain. Really, just I'm in the moment, you know, I'm transported back.
He's a good Jewish boy. What I'm saying, Jesus was a good Jewish boy. Wow, no one wants to touch this. All
right. I'm reading about candy right now, so whenever we're done talking about circumcision, I'm ready to jump right back in.
I had to look up Palmer because I was like, oh, these things. Okay.
I have a cousin who works for whatever owns Nestle's candy lines now, Ferrero, something like that, Ferrara? I couldn't remember what they owned, so I couldn't remember if I could give him about the Reese's peanut butter cups, but it does not appear that that is under the lines that he manages.
Who's Mondelez? What do they make?
Mondelez, I believe, used to be Kraft, right? They spun off the snacks division.
What does that mean in terms of candy? What candies are those?
Oreos, I believe.
Oh, Chips Ahoy. Vita. Sour Patch Kids.
Ooh.
Yeah, these Snickers squares were brought to you by Mars Wrigley Confectionery US LLC.
Mm. Oh, nice.
Contains bioengineered food ingredients.
Cadbury, huh? All right.
Oh, so it was spun off from Kraft? Because, yeah, I remember like...
Wait, you're saying Mondelez owns Cadbury in the US?
Yes.
What about in the UK?
In the UK as well. Hostile takeover.
So... do they screw over the people in the UK on all their stuff as hard as they screw us over? Because I remember for the longest time there was stuff like, oh, yeah, Cadbury cream eggs are, you know, getting smaller and smaller in America. And, like, the chocolate was getting crummier and such in the various Cadbury things.
I mean, I think the real thing that I'm learning here is that Mondelez is not just some guy's name. But
no, it's a made-up word.
But, yeah, it's somehow a fake word.
It's meant to make you think delicious world.
Derived from the Latin word mundus and deles, a fanciful modification of the word delicious. Someone got paid for this? Oh my gosh. All right. I realized this happened a long time ago, but I'm over 2025 now.
We may as well.
Somebody needs to drop the Pepsi design manual in the group chat so that Adam can be brought back to us.
I think all the large food and beverage conglomerates are required to have horrible names that are not pleasant to say.
What about Frito-Lay?
Frito-Lay? I mean, Fritos and Lay's, but they're still both things, so you know what they are. And then you're like, why are they together?
Imagine that's not it's horrible, spelled, I guess. Spelled closer to the way that Mondelez is spelled. Now then it's bad.
Now you got me contemplating Wrigley changed to Wriggly like a worm.
Wriggly gum.
Like Unilever. Horrible name.
Oh, yeah. Those are the guys who make Ben and Jerry's ice cream, right? Or did they spin that off?
I think it still might be true.
I think they also make Ivory soap, but I repeat myself.
At least that was, like, not as made up of a name, apparently, because it came from Lever Brothers and Dutch margarine producer Argerin Uni. I don't know how to say
that. Was the end of a word? Oh, okay.
Charlie, how was your Christmas and New Year's?
It was good.
Provide detail, specifically about the things you did and the gifts you received.
Oh.
You know how this works.
Yes.
We're all about commercialism here.
Lots of driving, lots of travel. Things I got. From Kara, I got some dice. It's like for playing D&D. Well, one of them is a 20-sided die. The other one was like a little movie die. It's like a 6-sided die that has like a genre on it. So you can just roll it and then you have to pick something from that genre instead of like scrolling around a bunch, which is kind of fun.
It's weighted per Kara's preferences, right?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, just like a a big horror, bolt on the horror side, like opposite of the horror side. Yeah.
To check.
Running shoes. I got. It was a book that I asked for, which was I think it's called "Hey Kids, Watch This," which is sort of like a guide for like movies that you can watch with your kid and like advice on like how scary they might be or like things you might have talked with them about before you go into watching that. And so I asked for it, and then
book?
It is like a book, yeah. And
not
then,
a website.
Well, it is a website, too, but... And then Carr got me an envelope that said, yeah, this book isn't out yet. I don't know where... He read that it was out, so she pre-ordered it, so I'll have that soon.
Well, I'm glad to know that by the time you receive it, it'll already be outdated.
Well, sure, but it's got, like, old movies and stuff in it, too.
Adam, I didn't know you were so anti-book.
He's anti books that he hasn't got for me.
I'm anti whatever Charlie does. That's a simple explanation.
Okay, yeah, that I did know. All right. That makes sense.
Charlie's just trying to make his censorship more efficient. He needs to know if Solo is safe for first graders.
I think they would learn some valuable political lessons. Besides, that's what ratings are for, Charlie.
Oh, yeah. So you believe as soon as someone turns 13, then PG-13, all PG-13 movies are appropriate for them.
Yes.
Yeah, they can watch them without you present, even.
Trust the ratings board. They know exactly what they're doing every time.
Yeah, I guess I trust a bunch of unelected experts better than I trust you. Okay. Hey-o!
Well, I'm not trusting myself either. That's why I want a book.
Wait, does that mean that Charlie was elected?
I guess, and that my offer to parent his children was turned down. Wait, name one movie where you disagree with the rating.
One movie where I disagree with... Well, it's not that I just disagree with the rating. It's like there's G and then PG. So is it like you just wait however many years? And besides, I'm a parent. PG, parental guidance. I need some guidance for being a parent.
G is for everyone. PGF, sit with the kid. PG-13 is once they hit 13, they can watch whatever they want.
This is why I had to wait 5 years to watch Stargate.
The original Ghostbusters got a PG. Now, I don't remember if PG-13 existed at the time, but...
Did you not watch that as a kid?
Characters gets... If I recall correct. Yeah, but it's like...
Yeah, you're cutting.
I heard like a third of your words, Kevin.
Yeah, there's
buddy.
I don't know what, if anything, I can do about that.
Okay, you just have to repeat yourself.
Ghost blow job.
Ghost
blow job.
That's what I knew what you were saying, even though we couldn't hear you.
Look.
It's like he's talking about the ghost blow job.
No.
Wait, is that what was happening rated, in that scene?
Oh, very much.
The movie is rated PG. That means it's appropriate to watch with your parents. See, the problem, Charlie, is that children today don't know what it's like to just have movies that were taped off the TV with all that stuff taken care of.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
We need to get to start watching some network television. Although they don't play movies that much anymore on network television. You got to go to the cable channels and they don't cut it. Except for Time.
Unless you want to.
I think some of them do still cut.
No, maybe.
Unless you're in the upper, what's that channel? Movies with an exclamation point.
Yeah.
Just get some of the digitals. My dad loves that channel.
Yeah. That way they can enjoy. Is it Big Lebowski that talks about a stranger in the Alps?
This is what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Big Lebowski?
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, see, so Celeste could enjoy that at any age.
And the big family gift was a...
I like how he's just trying to recover.
Let's just...
We got to go with something. I don't know. Other people got to talk about their gifts. It's a keyboard, like a nice piano keyboard for...
Celeste
started taking lessons, yeah.
Who made it?
Well, let me go see who made it.
If you don't know, then it's trash. Just
okay. So, yeah.
Is there some contrarian gas leaking?
Yeah, what was in that Sprite?
Let me read. Carbonated water, high fructose corn syrup, citric acid, natural flavors, sodium citrate, contrarian gas. Oh, okay.
That should work itself out of your belly eventually.
Oh, all right, let me see if I can
the normal way.
Rip it out.
And doesn't that make it work? Don't you have to inhale contrarian gas for teenage?
I think it's just be in your body, right?
Okay. So you can absorb it through your digestive system.
Yeah. Based on what science has told us. Does Celeste want to take piano lessons, or is this something you're doing to forward her education?
I mean, we asked her and she said, yes, she wants to do it and she seems to enjoy it. So yeah. No, not because we're trying to get her into a better kindergarten or something like that.
But that is like a secondary motivation, right?
No, she's going to public school, the closest one.
Are you allowed to do that? I thought that counted as like child abuse these days.
Oh yeah.
I assume. I don't listen to the news anymore or read it or anything, but I just assume that's where we're at now.
you're just like predicting the trajectory of the culture war.
I made the graph
from the shadows.
Public schools are child abuse, windmills drive whales crazy or something, you know, whatever.
Look, it's all about schools of choice these days, and Charlie chose wrong.
I chose the free one, thank you.
The free one, so you don't pay for it with your taxes?
Well, I'm going to pay for it with my taxes. There's vouchers.
Can you get vouchers?
I have no idea.
Just cash them in?
Okay, yeah, can you, homeschool your kids, but, collect the voucher money as you do it?
Probably.
I don't think so. I'm looking it up right now.
What if you set up a scam school first?
Kevin trying to take this seriously.
Interesting.
I mean, because, yeah.
I'm taking this very seriously. I tell you that much.
Doug, you're joking, but I absolutely guarantee that this has happened.
Okay, but what's the quality of the children's education that they're receiving through it? That's the real matter.
The school was a scam school, but the kids learned somehow, so no harm, no foul.
Test scores are above average.
So what chords does she know?
She played a C and a G,
a rock band.
Yeah, that's right. She knows C, G, and F. That's what she's working on today.
F? Ain't no rock bands playing in the key of C. Get out of here.
What about piano rock bands?
Yeah, all right. I'll allow it. Is this roughly how you thought this conversation would go, Charlie?
Yes. Pretty much expected it. And from Adam... I got two things. I got a Blu-ray of Teen Titans Go, which I'm excited to watch. We haven't had a chance.
Keep going.
What? I said two things.
That's not what I got you.
Sure. Teen Titans Go, the movie? Is that what the title is? It's the Teen Titans Go movie that was theatrically released.
On my record, I did not get you a season of the show.
Oh, no.
I thought it was called Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
That might
be true. That's because you care more about what I get Charlie than he does.
Well, once I've seen the movie, then I will know the title because it'll come up on screen. I never know the title of a movie until I...
to come to find out if you can show it to your kids?
Yeah.
mean, it's got teen right in the name. It's probably not age appropriate.
I actually looked into it to make sure, and it was fine. They only murder one celebrity. And it's Michael Bolton.
Oh, okay. And also the Switch game, Chants of Sennar, which is a lot of fun. That's it's like a linguistics sort of game. Like you solve these, you have these glyphs that everybody's speaking and you have to translate them based on the context of, well, just the world that's around you. It's a lot of fun. Celeste was doing very good watching me play that for a long time. And then it turns out, well, I don't know, how far are you into it, Adam? I don't want to give you spoilers. Oh, okay. Well, unexpectedly, a monster shows up. Kind of, you're not really expecting, you're kind of half expecting it, but you just kind of thought that maybe they were lying about there being a monster, but there for sure was a monster. But I played that part when she was asleep, completely skipped past it. And the thing that scared her much later in the game was the concept of exile.
Oh. Oh, she got to, you got to exile, huh?
Yeah, and I had to explain to her what that is, and she's like, I'm scared. I don't want to watch it anymore. I'm like, okay. So I have to defeat that last part still.
All right. Well.
See, like, you just never know. But yeah, no, very fun. Thank you very much, Adam.
You're welcome. I'm just wondering how you explained exile in a way that was scary.
Well, it was more in the context of what actually happens in the game, which I guess could potentially be spoilers. I don't know if people want to know or not.
I actually just put it on my wish list, so... Yeah.
Yeah, we can.
It sounds interesting. I'd prefer not to miss too many surprises.
Okay.
No, that's fair. It's a fun game. I enjoyed it. I think if I remember correctly, it took me like 11 and a half hours to beat the game. So it's also not that long, which these days to me is like a plus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The art style looks really cool just based on the pictures.
Yeah. And how was your New Year's?
My New Year's was good. Just I had to work on New Year's Eve. Came home. I mean, we just did the usual, put the kids to bed, but we let them watch a little video that does a countdown, but they still went to bed at the regular time. They really enjoyed that.
What?
Well, that's what you do with kids. You don't let them stay up till midnight, but they know it's New Year's Eve and they know that that's a thing. So you just go to YouTube, say like, New Year's countdown for kids, and it just like does a countdown.
Man, parenting these days is so messed up. You let those kids stay up till midnight. They pass out by 9.
Oh, do they?
So it wasn't our household.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, my older son made it to 11 this year. Younger son 10, which I thought was a decent showing.
Yeah, not bad.
We also did. Do they have like Happy Noon Year's activities?
Yeah,
over, your way.
There was last year. We did one at the Children's Museum, which is a lot of fun, and they would do it like every hour, but it was so crowded, like there was barely any space to even go. Like, so last year we did it, and this year we're like, it's just too, like, we'll lose the children. Spend the rest of the day trying to find them.
No,
why get the leashes?
We did it at the Henry Ford Museum, which is huge. Nice.
I would think you would just slip an air tag, like sew an air tag into the kids' clothes.
Well, that is a new development. One could do that. Well, except that you got all of their clothes. Kids got a lot of clothes.
Just whatever you dress them in.
Yeah.
Sew it into their skin.
Shoes, maybe shoes.
That'd be good.
I think you just got to, all you got to do is ask Bill Gates for the access to the chip.
They are vaccinated. Okay. Yeah. How about you, Adam? How's your Christmas, New Year's? Jesus's circumcision days.
It was good, pretty low key. Christmas was pretty fun. I got quite a few things. Got a bunch of books, some Fantastic Four and Moon Knight and ROM Space Knight comic books, a Lower Decks Choose Your Own Adventure book, just a good time. Some music CDs, a TV show called The Goodies that no one's heard of. Sorry, no one in this current group of people here. I also got Chance of Sennar for Christmas and beat it because I enjoyed it a lot.
The one thing, though, is when I would turn on Chance of Sennar and I would be playing it, I would be like, and then I'd see that Adam would come on, I'd be like, ah, I should be doing like podcast editing or something. And now he knows what I'm doing.
Usually I just assume it's Kevin. Most times when there's a friend online, it's Kevin in some Pokemon game.
Pokemon Let's Go lately.
It's never Paul because he hides his online presence.
Yep. If I'm not online, then
send a search party.
Then I'm not online. if I'm online, something's wrong. Someone's hacked my account. Call Steam.
But let's see. Jason King got me a book about the DC Marvel rivalry called Slugfest. He also got me the new Coldplay CD and the new Ben Folds CD.
Oh.
That was nice. Doug got me a special edition of the Travis album, The Invisible Band, that has all the B-sides included. And he also got me a Blu-ray of the movie The Lady Killers. The good one, not the one with Tom Hanks.
I was going to ask.
This is the one with Sir Alec Guinness.
Hey, the one with Tom Hanks has some entertainment value to it.
trust you.
Not as much. I've seen the other one, too. Did you show me the other one? I think you did. The
original. I remember. Charlie got me a book about Donald Trump for some reason. Wait, did you
really? Just familiarizing you. Have you heard of this guy? Seems pretty cool to me.
He got me a book called MCU, The Reign of Marvel Studios. And Ike Perlmutter, is one-time Marvel head, is a big Trump guy. But that doesn't mean Trump needed to make a personal appearance in the book.
I know. I didn't like that part either. But I forgot about it quickly afterward.
So I complained to Charlie about it. I said, this book you got me needs a warning.
If only there was a book about books that could
warn us about this. And Brianne got me... a big Lego space set, a modular space station that looks really cool. And then she got me two stuffed animals, like versions of the character that me and my friends played in the Rawhide Christmas thing.
Oh.
So now I have a miniature stuffed version of myself and the gingerbread man. They're actually pretty cute. Oh, and then I also got a set of Babylon 5 micro machines that I found on eBay from my childhood. So I got to relive my childhood a bit that way too. So do you guys remember they had like Star Wars micro machines and Star Trek and stuff like that back in like the 90s?
Yeah, I think I had at least one set of the Star Trek ones.
Yeah. Well, they also did ones for the TV show Babylon 5, which in retrospect makes no sense because Babylon 5 is way more character drama than spaceships pew-pewing each other. But, you know, look, the important thing is I was 13 and 13. And so it didn't matter. I just wanted the toys. So, and this was a set that I had not gotten as a kid. So that was cool. And then the next day, Boxing Day, I went back to Rawhide to be in a bear suit. And I picked up a stool to move it before we started so I could do some sweeping because as a Western town, you can imagine it's very dusty and dirty and that always gets tracked in. So I was just trying to sweep it up and get it out. And I threw my back out.
Ooh, I'm sorry.
Yep. So I was like, I'm not sure I can do this. So they took me out for one session and I was like, yep, I think it's probably a good idea if I go. I cannot wear this heavy costume with my back like it is. So I went home. I spent another day at home, and then by that point, it had stopped seizing and it just locked in place. So I couldn't move a lot, but it wasn't terribly painful. So I went back for the last 2 days and just had limited motion because I didn't want to disappoint the kids who wanted to see a giant green gummy bear. And then New Year's, pretty chill. Played some games with Paul and Doug online with Brianne. Played some Codenames, some Dominion. Doug peaced out early, but Paul and I continued to hang out through his New Year's and then my New Year's. And then Charlie's in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Where we sent him a message, although I assume he couldn't really hear Paul in it.
I could hear Paul. And I was like, there's no way that you're both in the same place right now. You just saw each other.
Hey, I did not peace out early. I peaced out after midnight.
Oh, did you? So
I was there for the same New Year's that Paul was.
Oh, because you were in Michigan. Yeah, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you were.
Yeah, you did make it. Yeah, you're right. You just peaced out early relative to yelling
to
at
you.
Charlie, yelling at singing Auld Lang Syne drunkenly to Charlie on his voicemail.
Which I loved because, all right, it's just the voicemail is basically just Auld Lang Syne, right? But the transcription of it, which I sent you, was, oh, happy Wisconsin New Year's, be forget quaintance and lines for my dear wheel miss, you all buy tupu playing trombone champ. And the only two words in there, believe it or not, that they actually said were trombone champ. Which does appear at the end.
I believe we said happy Wisconsin New Year.
Oh, maybe.
One thing I forgot to mention, on Christmas Day, we went to Brian's dad's house and took the Switch over, and we're like, all right, well, what game do we think he could handle? And we're like, well, he could probably handle Mario Party. And it turns out that was not true. So
no.
Switch Mario Party has like motion controls at various point, and that, I think, despite the fact that he has a Wii and loves a Wii, for whatever reason, that just broke his brain. I think because he was having to do motion and like regular controls. And if you've played Mario Party on the Switch, sometimes it's not remotely clear what it wants you to do. So that was Christmas for us and New Year's. Yay.
Wait, so are you still crippled or?
Oh, no. This past Saturday, so a few days ago, my chiropractor came back from vacation and adjusted me. So, yep, I'm all right again. I was only crippled for like, that'd be like, what, 9 days? How about you, Kevin?
I got nothing, and New Year's was delightful.
All right.
Who's next?
What was the dumbest present your kids got?
Ooh, that's a great question. My...
Was it a keyboard?
My son Levi got... I mean, I don't know if you guys know what Squishmallows are. They're basically like these gigantic... Okay, good. I'm sure it wasn't a Squishmallow branded one, but like this enormous Pikachu that's like the same size as him and much wider.
How old is?
He's 3.
Okay, so he's not like 14 and this thing is the
size. No, it's not like a pillow wife situation. It is just
Pikachu waifu pillow.
Yeah.
Pillow wife.
But,
you guys yelled at me for calling the candy bar a log shape.
Great. What is the preferred nomenclature for a pillow girlfriend? I'm looking it up. Don't worry.
I believe it's a waifu pillow.
Waifu pillow, excuse me. It's
you
not
can
a.
You call it a dakibakura if you wanted to.
Yes.
I'm not saying that.
The kid's got a bunch of. A lot of it Pokemon themed.
Gross.
Well, you know, the holidays and meals are all screwed up and,
you know, Pokemon cards, the stuffies. We exchanged cousin gifts, which we bought for a 2-month-old and a 9-month-old. So not a lot of exciting stuff there. Yeah. I mean, it was a good holiday. But yeah, I don't usually ask for anything. And some of my kids' cousins buy for them. Did that succinctly describe what happened and come through correctly?
I think so.
Hooray. I'm going to go back to drinking.
Yeah, Skype just doesn't want you to talk about your cousins.
I guess not.
Doesn't want to hear about the heating and cooling services.
Oh, man, they're really upping their sign game.
Oh, yeah. We're probably going to talk about the same sign.
You'll probably be able to talk without being interrupted by Skype. You can go for it, Charlie. I assume I'm not coming through, so it's all you.
So there's definitely a sign now, I think it's on 94, that says it's pronounced Vreda Vogue. They spell it V-O-G-U-E. Just so you know how to pronounce the name. I'm like, oh, okay. Very useful.
And what about it?
It's just a new sign. Wearing a tuxedo as well?
Yes.
They're getting into the humor business.
Yeah, it's beyond just recognition. Yeah, it's the next level of advertising.
Okay, but I guess the question is, was it Cramblin' advertising per se?
did not say. Well, and probably said. I didn't pull over to look at it.
That seems like a mistake.
Yeah, I should pull over and look at billboards more often.
Yeah, just like Homer Simpson. New billboard day!
Well, Paul, how about you? How was your holidays?
They were good. I got some cool gifts for Christmas.
Yeah, Paul's been teasing me about one of them. He won't tell me what it is, but just that it'll blow my mind. He said it's the greatest gift anyone has ever received, ever.
Oh, so one thing I got was some money to help me finish my renovating.
I'm sorry. It's Vanilla Frost. I'm sorry.
Oh, now the contrarian gas is really going to get in there. I got some money to help me finish painting and carpeting my upstairs, which has been...
Yeah.
This is the year, you know. We're not to resolutions yet, but, you know, this is the year for that after, you know, two of not doing that.
And Tony agreed to your fee?
Not yet. We're in negotiations right now.
Oh, okay.
And I got some cool alien socks. I got a set of NES cartridge shaped like coasters with various original Nintendo games on them.
Do they include Metroid?
Yes, they do.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Metroid in the original
silver box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got a Kirby Automaton.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. Don't you have specifically also a Kirby Automaton?
No, I looked at the Kirby Automaton, but I just went with the standard black.
Oh, okay.
Also, I haven't looked at in years. I'll be right back.
Let's get through some more, Paul, while we still can.
I am glad that that we don't have the exact same one. Because when we do our chorus, we'll fall. Oh, I forgot to turn it on. There we go. Oh, wait. No, I left it on, so I probably killed the batteries. Yeah, I think I killed the batteries. Oh, no. Anyways.
Mine still works.
Yeah, I got some books. One including Leonard Maltin's classic movie guide up to 1965. So that's been fun. It really Poor takes New Hollywood me back.
Ruined everything.
Yeah, really, really. I've been really enjoying poking through that. It just takes me back to.
Sorry.
And I got Dune on 4K.
Nice. The two film version?
No, just the first one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the David Lynch one?
No, sorry. The first, the 2000?
2022, 21, something like that?
Yeah, something like that. That one. The first one with Timothy Chalamet. And I also got Star Trek The Motion Picture, the director's edition on 4K.
Nice.
As well. Well, that's exciting.
I'm holding out for the super deluxe box set.
Nice.
I just have to brain myself to be willing to spend like $80 on it. Because that's the one that has the special longer version on it, but like remastered and widescreen.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah.
And I also got the first season of Star Trek Strange New Worlds.
Yay.
So I've been enjoying that. I'm only two episodes in, but I really like it so far.
Did you watch Discovery yet?
No, I've only seen the first episode the first season of Discovery.
So then did you watch a YouTube video that said everything you need to know about Star Trek Discovery before starting Strange New Worlds?
No, but I might have to look that up now. I didn't know if I needed to know anything or not.
It just felt like a lot of stuff in those first couple episodes directly tied back to season two of Discovery.
There's at least one episode that's absolutely vital to at least a couple Pike-centric episodes.
Yeah. Okay. That kind of explains some things then. It's mostly the Pike stuff where I'm like, okay, there's definitely, you know, they're hinting at something.
Are you still beeping the automaton?
I'm going to get this Star Trek theme. Don't worry. I feel like that was decent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a tough song
for sure. To
nail on one continuous string. One single string fretless instrument.
Well, the thing is, I know Paul owns season 2 of Discovery, so.
Oh, okay. So actually, I should have just watched that first, but I really just wanted to watch Strange New Worlds. So.
Which I completely understand. Yeah. But if it makes you feel any better, season 2 of Discovery is better than season 1.
Okay, that's good to know.
I mean, I can pretty much stop after season 2.
Okay.
I like parts of 4. Yeah, I like parts of 3, too. I haven't seen 5 yet. It's sitting on the table. But
I gave up during 5. I don't know. I'll watch it at some point.
If I watched season 1 of Discovery like a really long time ago, is that too long?
No.
Or can I just watch season 2 and not, and it won't matter?
Season 2 is kind of a standalone plot. There's one crossover character that's kind of relevant, I think. So I'm just thinking, like, some of the Mirror Universe stuff kind of remains relevant in season 2.
Yeah. Season 1 is so dumb.
I'll read a summary of season 1, because I definitely watched it. I just need a memory jog.
Season 1, which includes such great things as, we discovered a whole mirror universe, let's just never talk about it again, so that when they get to it in the original series, it's a complete surprise.
I mean, the end of season 2 has a much worse version of that in my mind, but I won't spoil anything for anyone who might still be watching it.
That is fair. Yeah. There's so much stuff in season 1, and to a lesser extent, season 2, where literally they just have to be like, I guess we'll never talk about this again. Everyone in this room is sworn to secrecy.
I'll defend, though, season 1, the, whatever it is, magic to make the sanest man go mad or whatever it is. Yes, with
that is the standout episode of that.
Absolutely.
Season. Yes, with Harry Mudd. Mm-hmm. So. But anyway, I'm glad you're enjoying Strange New Worlds. Pause and watch Discovery Season 2. Or find a video online that tells you everything you need to know.
Okay, will do. And yeah, that's it for my my gift recounting. It was a bumper crop this year.
Nice. How was New Year's?
It was good.
I mean, I guess we talked about it, but...
Yeah, we talked about it. You know, new perspective can I offer? I had enough drinks to back up the drunken text message.
I guess we could talk about the holiday gift that Charlie got us on January 3rd.
What was that?
Where you canceled the podcast, so we just got together and played a game called Pico Park.
What's Pico Park? Oh, yeah. I don't even know that
You'll
one.
Never know, because we played it without you.
And I'm too lazy to look it up. You know me.
And there's no achievements, so you can't look through our Steam achievements.
Yeah. Although I did find that achievement guide.
Oh, yeah.
Doug.
Yeah. I had a good Christmas. Spent it with the parents. And let's see. What did I get? Craning around to look. I got some sort of kitchen device gadget thing for pitting cherries and some, I guess, Swedish dishcloth things. So those are from Mom and Dad. I got a book called There Is No Anti-Mimetics Division.
So what makes a dishcloth Swedish, by the way? Did they just come from IKEA?
Well, it's, I believe it said it was made in China from German textiles, which only makes it more confusing.
Okay.
It was like cotton and cellulose.
I believe the only qualification for anything being Swedish is if Tom Green has put his bum on it. Topical.
I don't follow. I was never really a big like fan 1990, of Tom Green. So.
99?
98?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently it's a very absorbent, durable dishcloth, apparently.
Yeah.
And eco-friendly.
Let's see. And I got the first two seasons of Spy Family on Blu-ray.
There's only one season of Spy Family so far.
You know, that's just so...
People come to our podcast for accuracy, sir.
Look, man, they change the intro and outro songs from one set to the other set, and they're physically sold separately, and they aired separately, so I don't really see how they can be considered as one thing in two parts.
Is it just two cores?
Yeah. I've been waiting to chime in with the core thing.
Sorry, I didn't mean to take it.
No, that's good. That's good. This is anime 101 here.
Help me out here.
Let's call it 201.
Yeah. 201. Help me out here. How does the silver bullet play into this?
Wait, what?
You said that something about Coors.
Everybody's
right?
Got a reference they're not getting today.
Sorry. The banquet beer, you mean?
Yeah.
Because I don't acknowledge the existence of the silver bullet. I need that yellow can.
He needs the champagne of beers.
What? No, that's something else.
That's Miller High Life.
That's High Life.
Oh, sorry, but, different yellow can.
In a pinch, Miller High Life is a pretty good substitute for Banquet, as they call it in Minnesota.
Okay, but none of this explains anime.
Like, Coor is like... You know, if you have a season that's like 24 episodes and like it airs like 12 at a time.
Okay.
Like it'll be like a first core and a second core, C-O-U-R.
Huh. For some reason, I just assumed there would be an E in that word. Guess I was wrong. Moving on.
I believe technically it's when it's C-O-U-R-S. Like.
Oh, okay.
Coors is singular and plural.
I mean, I guess you're calling it something. I'm not sure that it really changes Doug's objection, though. You're saying, well, there's a word for it, therefore it's fine, which maybe.
Yeah, right.
Well, so it's a back core without the S is a back formation from Japanese kuru, from French core with an S.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay. I was like, that's why everyone is saying it without spelling it without the S. Because they're basically misspelling the French because of Japanese.
I should point out that the cases say season one, part one and season one, part two.
Yeah, because you don't have season two yet.
Right. But they don't say Coor, which hence my confusion. And then I also got Mob Psycho 100 season two on Blu-ray. And from Adam and Brianne, I got Trigun Deluxe Edition. So it's volume one and volume two of the Trigun manga.
In a big red hardcover.
It is pretty stinking big. Yeah. I got the Katamari Damacy soundtrack on CD. And I got the Furiosa movie on Blu-ray from them. So all right, thank you very much.
We also got Furiosa on Blu-ray for Christmas. Along with both Dune and Dune Part 2 and The Fall Guy.
Nice.
Which I watched on the plane home from Michigan and enjoyed enough that I was like, oh, but yeah, I think Brianna would like this. So picked up a copy for ease, basically, because, you know, it's expensive to take flights just to watch a movie.
I mean, it really sets the right mood, though, doesn't it? Morning of New Year's Eve day, I had breakfast with Jason King for the first time in like 5 years. So nice. That was pretty cool. Got to catch up. He said that Habitat for Humanity does indeed have contingency plans that they were able to activate upon the death of Jimmy Carter. So
R.I.P. Like,
they had planned for it. And New Year's Day was just spent traveling mostly.
Amazing Grace is a lot harder than the Star Trek.
Was that what that was?
I was not getting that.
Yeah, I got it for about like, two notes in a row and then lost it.
I was like, oh, he's just moving it closer to the mic to make it louder for us. That's wonderful.
There, okay.
How sweet the sound, yes. That'd be like a
great, I'm out of practice.
That'd be a great sketch, like you're just playing that at somebody's funeral.
On the automaton.
Yeah.
Now if you watch Friday night on the automaton.
If you watch some of the like YouTube videos of like accomplished automaton players, it's actually pretty impressive.
I bet.
So RIP Jimmy Carter, and then what else?
Oh, traffic was light, so it was a nice, swift drive back to Wisconsin.
Oh, nice, yep.
Nice.
It's always good. No pileups.
Nope. A little bit of snow, but not enough to cause any problems, so just enough to, you know, set the mood. Set the mood for coming back to cold and snowless Wisconsin.
This is very cold and very not snowy.
Yes.
It was pretty windy here today. I assume that's those Santa Ana winds that are causing problems in L.A. right now.
Yeah, is Tony caught up in any of that?
Nah, he's too far north, I think.
Okay.
He's much closer to San Francisco than he is to Los Angeles.
No, I think we talked about plenty of stuff, unless is anybody else got something they want to talk about?
I mean, what are your New Year's resolutions for the podcast, Charlie?
Oh, for the podcast?
I mean, I guess you can do your personal ones, but...
For the podcast, I just want peace and happiness in every episode for everyone.
So obviously that already is gone. What else
you got? we can start now.
Are we going to restart the Merry Marvel Movie March this year at some point? Because we have to wait for phase 5, right, to complete?
The only reason I'm going to say no is I kind of want to wait until Spider-Verse 2.2 comes out.
Isn't that in like 2027 or something?
Yeah, that's gotten pushed back away.
That's never happening, you know?
Look, man, I don't want to watch a cliffhanger movie and not know what's happening in the resolution. What? Seemed like a reasonable point to me.
Well, the Spider-Man villain verse, or I don't know what they're calling it, is dead now. So we've hit that milestone.
We did it.
Is that what they called it? Spunk?
That's right. Spunk. R.I.P. Spunk.
Our combined efforts of not going to see those movies.
But it's because I had to see them anyway. If only they had known. They'll eventually get my money. Or not.
Oh, they won't. I mean, we could always start the DC movie spree.
The strongest memory I have for the Sony Spider-Man, not Spider-Man movies is... watching Morbius for the podcast, lying down to take a nap, having a coughing fit, and then just coughing up decent amount of blood.
You think Morbius did that?
He's the living vampire. How could he not have been responsible?
Okay. I guess that makes sense.
He's responsible just about everything.
I mean, that reaction would fairly succinctly encapsulate Kevin's feelings about Morbius, so.
It's about right.
It made me cough blood.
Not in a good way.
What's a good way to cough blood?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess given the condition of it already being in there and in the way.
Yeah.
I suppose.
But no other situation.
If you're drowning in a vat of blood and somebody saved you and did CPR and then you coughed up the blood... Just wanted to bring that idea into everybody's mind.
I'm just thinking about the vat of blood.
I feel like I've seen that in a movie, but I can't remember. Can't place what movie it was.
Definitely need some anticoagulants for that.
Was that a Blade movie? Feels like it could have been a Blade movie.
Could have been, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of movies that'll never get made. Who's excited for Blade?
Wait, that's not going to get made?
I believe it's no longer on the schedule.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like, they're still committed to it, but...
Yeah, they don't have a director. I'm not sure they have a script either.
I think there have been attempts at a script that... what's his name? Marshala Ali? The guy who's...
Marshala?
Yeah, yes. He nixed, and I don't know. Wasn't it supposed to release this November or last November at this point?
Something like that. I think this coming November. But
yeah.
This means that that voice cameo in Eternals is as big as
it is. Damn.
Well, yes, that just about does it for this episode of the Gobeski Wallace Report. My name is Charlie Wallace.
Madam Gobeski, and thanks to our three guests, we had Doug Gobeski,
Bop,
Kevin Vredevoog, and Paul Wilcox.
Bop, bop, doo-op.
Good.
I'm with the bit now. I'm okay with it. I've made peace with it.
I'm glad. There goes that New Year's resolution out the window. Well, just took one episode.
People can change.
Thanks for listening. If you liked that episode, you can go to GobeskiWallaceReport.com, or we've got a lot of social media placeholder accounts. We don't post there so much, though.
Well, we all know about the downfall of Twitter, but everything exciting is on the website. Yeah, there may be a fan wiki out there somewhere. I don't know. I haven't checked recently.
Yeah, that's your job, listeners.
But you can sleep at Charlie's house.
Oh, we're back to this.
That's pay all its own.
For me, you're a robot. Do I sound you're like starting a robot?
No, just Kevin. I think he's starting to get that way.
Yeah, and your guys' audio comes through a little robot-y sometimes, too. I think it's just connection, my Wi-Fi probably, being weird. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
It'll probably clear up in a little bit.
You're watching us in half the window and Games Done Quick in the other half of the window
or
something?
I don't know what's happening upstairs in my house, but down here, it's all Skype.
Skype and circumcisions.
Skype and circumcision.
Good old basement circumcision.
Charlie, all those pandemic circumcisions they had to do over Skype.
Jesus. This is worth every second of sleep I'm missing.